Rights Council was released yesterday, and the report has found that Israel is guilty of committing genocide against Palestinians, especially in the Gaza Strip. That's according to four of the five genocidal acts derived from the 1948 Geneva Convention. Israel has denounced this report that was released. But joining us online, we have Aslam Bava, who is an advocate to speak to us about this matter. Aslam, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. How are you doing, and how are you? Salam to your listeners.
Alhamdulillah, how are you doing this afternoon?
Well, thanks, alhamdulillah.
Now, Aslam, this report released by the United Nations Human Rights Council saying that Israel is indeed committing a genocide against Palestinians. Some people would say this is equivalent of a report being released in South Africa saying that we have a high crime rate. It's something we all know, really. We've seen the videos, we've seen the pictures, we've had live accounts of people who are living in Gaza, who had the entire families wiped out. And now this report is released saying that there is a genocidal act happening in Gaza. What led the United Nations Human Rights Council to conclude that Israel is indeed committing genocide against the Palestinians?
So what they did, I think firstly we need to just say that this report was just released yesterday, the 16th of September 2025. This report is quite influential in the sense that we all know that organizations like you've put the thing like, for example, what if a report in South Africa is to say that crime is being committed in South Africa? It's a fact, we know. But the point about it is very simply this, that this report goes to extensive lengths to analyze and to debunk a narrative that is being put across the world, and particularly by the pro-Israeli factions and the media. But it is not. That's not its function. This is a legislative body which is actually looking at the facts and analyzing it. So in terms of looking at whether Israel is committing a genocide, this report, which is a 75-page report, goes to various lengths in trying to understand and unpack and look at factually what has been happening. So they produced a report in 2021 that Israel was committing crimes against the Palestinians and crimes against humanity. And now in terms of this, they looked at it since October 2023. And they looked at various areas. They said the first one was, in order to qualify, remember Israel is the ICJ, seeking to deny that it is committing genocide. So this report is crucial, and it also forces actors on the world stage, governments and states, to recognize that whatever they're trying to deny as far as the genocide is concerned, that is actually happening. So these are the five categories they looked at. The first one was killing members of the group, and they analyzed this, and there were, as at this report, there were over 60,000 Palestinians killed. You know that there are other reports which say that with all of those Palestinians who have been buried under the rubble, one is looking at a figure of around about 200,000. But this report puts it down to 60,000 in terms of what it looks at as official reports. And then causing serious bodily harm, the second portion, serious bodily or mental harm to members of the group. And it goes through an entire process of looking at facts, interviewing people, interviewing Palestinians, and seeing how these the bodily harm and mental harm, how they would target people, snipers, Israeli snipers would target children, what's happening in the hospitals. And then the third one, they looked at deliberately inflicting on the group conditions of life calculated to bring about its physical destruction in whole or in part. Now, here we know that, for example, the starvation method, the fund that was set up by Israel and America, where they actually set it up as, some call it the honeypot trap, where they would get starving people to come towards these food areas and then deliberately target them and kill them. I mean, this is absolutely gross and violent. When you read this report, it starts you know, highlighting it to you, and then it says imposing measures intended to prevent births within the group. So what Israel is doing here is it's trying to reduce the population of the Palestinians, not only in Gaza, but also in the West Bank. It's trying to do this throughout. And in the Gaza Strip, deliberately, if you recall, right at the beginning, we saw that they were targeting hospitals, and then they left babies in the incubator to starve to death. They're doing this, and they're deliberately targeting maternity wards to make sure that children are not reproduced, and they want to kill off generations and generations of Palestinians. And this report brings it to the fore. And then it's looking at forcibly transferring children of the group to another group. So it's deliberately moving children and people across the north and the south, and creating environments where you will recall that many Israeli politicians have come on and said, but let the Gaza people go to other places. And in fact, Netanyahu and Trump together said that they will start looking at displacing and the entire Gaza Strip and placing all the people from Gaza into different countries and countries that would accept them. Mm-hmm. If you recall, they want to build the Trump Tower in Gaza. So it's an indictment. But I think perhaps what we need to also look at is the conclusions reached in this report. And these conclusions are damning, because what it says at the end of the 75-page report, it comes up with fundamental conclusions that now states who are bound by this need to pay closer attention to see what exactly are we supporting. So it says the commission concludes on reasonable grounds that the Israeli authorities and Israeli security forces have committed and are continuing to commit the following actus reus, which means actual act, physical acts of genocide against the Palestinians in the Gaza Strip, namely, 1, killing members of the group, 2, causing serious bodily harm and mental harm to members of the group, 3, deliberately inflicting on the group conditions of life calculated to bring about its physical destruction in whole or in part, and 4, imposing measures intended to prevent births within the group. Mm-hmm. And then it deals with the incitement to genocide, which is the mens rea element. And then the commission concludes that statements made by Israeli authorities are direct evidence of genocidal intent. Now, remember, this entire process, there is amongst the Western governments. And when we say Western governments, we must also here include Arab governments, because Arab governments' silence is complicity. Mm-hmm. And we are seeing that this is more and more becoming evident when we understand that not only are they complicit in their silence, they are actually complicit in actively preventing Israel from being attacked, actively preventing Israel from any sort of, apart from physical. So when you saw Yemen attacking Israel, we found that Saudi Arabia was and the UAE were intercepting the missiles. When Iran was attacking Israel, and we found that Jordan, as well as Saudi Arabia in instances, was preventing these attacks. So we then see, and we also go towards the Turkish government, and we look at the Turkish government and big talk by the Turkish government, but we've noted that they haven't done anything. So there is this is an oppressed group. And I think it is only by the will of Allah that they have survived. I mean, there's a British major who has said that using over 8 atomic bombs in this area of 236 square kilometers, they didn't expect anybody to survive, let alone the fact that Hamas is still fighting back. Mm. So, yes, this report is crucial in the sense that while it may not have legal effect and binding legal effect, it is a statement that puts paid to all the excuses that all the governments who support genocide are raving about.
Mm. It'll be interesting to see what this report will do and what influence it will have, especially on an international scale with the ICJ and the ICC. We know previously there was arrest warrants issued for certain members of the Israeli government, but obviously nothing happened with those warrants as well. So it'll definitely be interesting to see how this influences decisions made by the ICJ and the ICC. But unfortunately, Aslam, we are going to have to leave it there. Shukran so much for coming on air and for explaining to us the significance of this specific report that was released by the UN's Human Rights Council.
You're most welcome.
Shukran. That was Aslam Bawa.